Parashat Matot. Continuing from the past 2 weeks, Parashat Matot teaches of Hashem's command to take nekama against Midian after Bilam endeavored to bring harm upon Klal Yisrael. In Parashat Balak, 2 weeks ago, we read about Balak, the king of Midian, who sought a way to undermine Klal Yisrael on a metaphysical plane after seeing that they were supported with great spiritual powers by Hashem. Together with the elders of Midian, he hired Bilam, a well-known Navi, to curse Klal Yisrael during Hashem's daily instant of judgment. Hashem, however, blocked his plan by not sitting in judgment on that day out of love for his nation. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week in Parashat Pinchas, we discussed Bilam's success at exposing Klal Yisrael to immorality and by extension to Avodah Zarah. As a punishment for this chet, Klal Yisrael was hit by a plague that killed 24,000 members of the nation. Now at hand, Parashat Matot was the retribution that Hashem promised against the Midianim. All the tribes, including Levi, were equally represented in the fighting force to take Nekama on Midian. Psukim read, Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, Nakom nikmat bnei Yisrael me'et ha-Midianim, achar ta'asef el amecha. Vayidaber Moshe la'am le'emor, Hichaltzu mi'itchem anashim la'tzava, Vehiyu al Midian latet nekamat Adonai b'Midian. Elef lamate lechol matot Yisrael tishlechu la'tzava. Translation, Hashem spoke to Moshe, take a nekama for Klal Yisrael against the Midianim. Afterward, you'll be gathered to your people, meaning you'll pass on. So Moshe spoke to the people, saying, right, gather an army, and it should be against Midian, and you should carry out the revenge of Hashem against Midian. As the verses indicate, Hashem told Moshe that he would pass on after this war with the Midianim. Moshe, however, did not delay, even though he knew he would be nifter after this war, and he proceeded with the Zerizut to assemble fitting warriors. Chazal teach that Moshe only drafted warriors with the attribute of supreme holiness. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes that Moshe only chose warriors who are immaculate even from Hirei Avera, sinful thoughts. The Psukim then go on to tell us that Klal Yisrael waged war against Midian, killing almost all of them. The Psukim say that they killed the Midian kings, they killed Bilam as well. Then the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael took the Midiani women and their minor children captive, and they plundered all their beasts, their livestock, and their possessions. Now, upon seeing that the warriors spared the Midianite woman, Moshe rebuked his officers for allowing their troops to spear women known to have participated in the licentious orgy. In the aftermath of the war, Klal Yisrael was taught by Elazar the laws of kashering food vessels. These are methods by which utensils taken as booty from the Midianim would be able to be used by the new Jewish owners. The verses teach that if the vessels were used in cooking, they absorb, they have a ti'ima of the taste of non-kosher food, which must be removed even though they're not visible. Regarding this passage of the kashering of the booty, the Ramban points out that the Midianim were not the first nation Klal Yisrael had conquered. Klal Yisrael previously battled Sihon and Og, taking their booty, right? So the Ramban asks, why then had they not been instructed already about the process of kashering forbidden flavor from capture utensils? I want to present four terutzim to answer this question. Why was it here that Klal Yisrael was first taught the laws of kashering utensils? The Ramban answers that in regards to the war of Sihon and Og, which was part of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, it was a milchemet mitzvah to establish Klal Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there was no need to kasher their booty. As there's a dispensation for any forbidden food. As Chazal say in Masechet Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that even chazir was mutar, even pig's napes were permitted. That's the first answer. Second answer, dat zekenim ba'alei ha'tosfot, instead answer, that there was simply no booty after the battle with Sihon and Og, as the verses indicate that war was on a battleground. Booty of war only refers to the gains that are gathered from the battlefield. The war with Midian, however, was fought on their home front, and therefore there was booty, and that's why Hashem only thought these halachot over here regarding this war. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, however, has a brilliant idea. He writes that during the war of Sihon and Og, the Psukim tell us that Hashem caused a miracle of the sun stopping in its path, increasing the number of daylight hours. The sun remained in the sky for more than 24 hours, which is the amount of time beliot, which is the absorbing of tastes and utensils, pose an issue. Accordingly, says the Rabbi Yehuda, there was no need to warn Klal Yisrael about their booty over there. That's three terutzim from the Mefarshim about the Ramban, to answer the Ramban's question. In other terutz, we've seen that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh said that Moshe only sent warriors who were pure even from hirurei avera, from sinful thought. We are taught that although the fighters also returned from the battlefield righteous from Averot, they nonetheless sinned in their thoughts. They stumbled in the sin of Hurea Vera. Although sinful thoughts, Hurea Vera, are unseen and cannot be judged, the Torah forbids them. The prohibition against sinful thoughts resembles prohibited tastes absorbed in a utensil. They're both immaterial, they're both intangible. They can't be seen. They're not noticeable in any which way. Yet the Torah forbids them both. Perhaps that is why the Torah placed both of these parashiyot together. It appears that this is the message the Torah was imparting by placing these two passages one near the other. We then have four terutzim to answer the Ramban's question why Klal Yisrael was thought and instructed about the process of kashering utensils with forbidden flavor, dafka over here, the Milchemes Midian.